Mark DeMaria is a supervisory meteorologist at NOAA's Center for Satellite Applications and Research in Fort Collins, Colorado. He is a finalist for a Service to America Medal in the Career Achievement category. Mark, thanks for being on the program this afternoon. Congratulations to you, and thanks for coming on today. What is easier about predicting hurricanes and understanding their potential intensity than it was when you got started at this? Thanks for coming on today.
Sure, thank you. One of the things that's a little easier is forecasting where the storm is going to go. And so if you know that, you know more about the conditions that are affecting the storm and more about how the intensity is going to change.
The notes about your selection as a finalist say that you've pioneered numerous hurricane and wind speed prediction models that have become the bedrock for the nation's weather forecasters. How did you go about doing that? What were the markers that you had to start with, and what were the things that you were able to get to that other folks hadn't been able to get to?
Well, I really did a lot of this work as a team through the various NOAA agencies, but the starting point for this was looking at what was available back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, and looking at their limitations. And so we kind of built on what was available to start with, which is really very little. The ability to forecast the intensity changes and to map out the probabilities was very crude at that time. So we looked to whatever we could find. We looked to looking at historical data, computer simulations, theory, and we took the best of those and put them all into a model to try to predict how the storm intensity is going to change in the future.
How has technology improved to allow you to do some of these things? I imagine some of the modeling techniques that you pursue now were probably not even conceivable when you started doing this in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, that's right. They weren't even close. The computers have increased so tremendously over the past two decades that the ability to do the computations that you need, and also just in terms of the data storage, we basically had to squeeze tiny little data sets on all the available disk drives, and nowadays it basically sits on a thumb drive, the data that we need for the historical work.
Now, you say that forecasting storm intensity, as you mentioned earlier, you've called that the holy grail in tropical meteorology. Why is that the case?
Because it's a very difficult forecast problem that a lot of people have worked on, and we've really actually made a little bit of progress in that area. It involves a lot of different things coming together in just the right way to forecast the intensity changes. So it really encompasses a lot of the different areas in meteorology to come up with the answer to a very important practical question.
And you told the folks that at the Partnership for Public Service, you're most proud of creating the Statistical Hurricane Intensity Prediction Scheme. And you told them our approach was not in the mainstream, but we've proven it by our results. Was this something that maybe you got a little bit of pushback on initially for the way that you went about it, or how was it that it was not in the mainstream?
Well, what we were doing is we were looking more at the historical records. So we were trying to forecast the future changes in storms based on their past behavior over the past several decades. And that had been done. It was a little bit considered a little bit passe. People were really working on direct simulation and numerical computer models. And this older technique actually turned out to be fairly robust for that problem. And we made a lot of headway with it.
Mark DeMaria of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Center for Satellite Applications and Research in Fort Collins, Colorado. You grew up in Miami, so you had an interest, I imagine, in hurricanes and certainly knew a lot about them from the very beginning. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Even in elementary school, we got hit by three hurricanes in a row over three different years, and that kind of piqued my interest. So I was one of those kids who took out the hurricane tracking chart and was plotting them back to as long as I can remember.
What is it that you see being maybe the state of the art moving forward? And I encourage people to go on federalnewsradio.com and find this link to some of the things that you've done in your career, Mark, because it's really impressive for people like me who are interested in weather but only follow it from an amateur's level. What you've done is impressive, and I wonder what the next thing is that you're going to work on, look at, pay attention to.
Well, I'm going to pretty much keep working on the same problem. The ability to predict hurricanes is better, but it still certainly isn't good enough. Storms still rapidly intensify unexpectedly. Sometimes their tracks change when you don't expect them to. So there's so much more data that's just coming online now that we haven't had before. So we're just getting to the point where we have the tools to look at some of the problems that we've been struggling with for decades.
Is this something that you have a sense that you can get close to a solution? I mean, there are folks who say that, well, we're this close to finding a cure for a particular disease. Is this something that you think you can get close to cracking, or do you just try to get better and better all the time?
Well, there probably are limits to how accurate you can predict. The weather is very chaotic, as most people know from their day-to-day experiences, but I don't think we've reached that limit yet. I think there's information from satellites that we haven't used yet. The computers are still getting better, so we can start resolving things finer. So I think there's still quite a bit of room for improvement that just through, you know, the hard work and the scientific programming that we'll be able to get better than we are now.
Well, congratulations to you on this selection, and thank you for the work that you've done for our country over the years, Mark. I appreciate your time today very much.
Sure, thanks.